Hello and welcome to The Unseen Cook, and we're back unseen in my kitchen. And today I'm going to cook something fairly simple, fairly quick and very tasty. I'm going to cook a risotto. Hello, and I am The Unseen Cook, and today I'm going to cook something really versatile. Now, in the past I've cooked with pasta, I've cooked with potatoes in various shapes and sizes, so I've made roast potatoes, mashed potatoes, dauphinoise potatoes, I even made my own chips. And I've cooked with pasta, and today I'm going to cook with something different. I'm going to cook with rice. Now, plain rice is, in my opinion, one of the most boring things that exists, and I just cannot warm to it. So you need to do things with rice, in my opinion. You can't just serve up a plate of rice, boiled rice, with something. Even if you serve it with a different meal, you kind of have to drown it in sauce, in my experience and in my opinion. So I don't eat an awful lot of just normal boiled rice, but I do eat a lot of things like risottos and pilau and those kind of dishes, because there's a huge amount of flavour and they're incredibly versatile. So what I'm going to do today, I'm going to make a risotto. It's really quick, it's really simple, and it's a little bit involved because you have to stand with it, but the end result is fantastic. So what we'll do is we'll go through to the kitchen and I'll show you how it's done. Right, before I start, I'm going to switch the kettle on and boil some water. Right, now while that's boiling, I'm just going to prepare the risotto, or the base for the risotto. What I have here is I have an Italian shallot. Now, ordinarily, I would use an onion, but I have these in the cupboard, and because I'm very keen not to waste ingredients at this point, I'm using a shallot. Now, they're very similar. Shallots tend to be smaller, though Italian shallots are long. But they're similar to the onion in that they have those little layers, and some of the round ones are similar, but also they taste very similar, but they're slightly stronger in flavour. Right, so that's just one shallot. You don't need a huge amount. You can use a whole onion. This shallot's quite a big one, so I'm going to use just that. And what I'm also going to add to that is a clove of garlic. Right, so I'll pop that into the food processor and just whiz that up. Right, now what I've got here, I've got some butter, and I'm just going to put a generous knob of that into a saucepan. It's like that. Right, that's melted now, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw in that shallot and garlic. Stir that around and let it soften. Right, now while that just softens, I'm just going to make some stock. So I've oiled the kettle, and what I have here in a jug is I have some stock cubes. You can use chicken or vegetable stock, but the one thing I would say is that it is quite important you use stock cubes and not homemade stock, because risotto is quite a salty dish, so you need that salty flavour. Right, now onion and garlic are soft, and what I'm going to do now is I'm going to add some prawns. And these are king prawns. Now in this instance, these are raw prawns, which is why I'm adding them now. If you want to use cooked prawns, you would make the risotto first, and then you would add the prawns towards the end. But you need to be absolutely sure that these are cooked. Stir those around. Now, as I said, risotto is really versatile. You can use prawns, you can use chicken, you can use chorizo, you can use it as a base, you can use it as a full-on meal, or you can use it as an accompaniment. I often make fish, and then I'll make a small prawn risotto to go with that. But then I use the small, just the cold water prawns, not the massive king prawns. Right, so now those are cooking nicely. I'm going to add the rice. Throw all that in. Stir all that around so that the rice absorbs any of those juices. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw in some white wine now. Again, anyone who's cooked with me knows that I use the little bottles. if you want to drink the wine with your risotto, you might want a glass for the risotto and a glass or two for you. So, but I'd say about a glass of wine. Right, now that is all liquid now almost, and what will happen now is the rice is going to absorb that. Now the key to risotto is to keep it moving. So although that's cooking and simmering, I'm going to stir it constantly so it doesn't stick, and so that it absorbs it. And you can tell by the way that the rice bubbles, and also by the way that it becomes harder to stir as it absorbs the fluid. So at the moment I've just got the wine. If you listen, if I lift up the spoon for a second and then I stir it, you can hear that. The rice is sticking more to the bottom of the pan. It's not actually sticking, but it is becoming harder to stir. And that's because most of that wine is now being absorbed. Now you do have to keep this moving because it does stick to the pan. And although it does sort of unstick after every ladleful, the pan from risotto can be quite tricky to clean. It's very important to soak it before you wash it so that loosens that rice. Right, so that wine is more or less absorbed now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to add in a ladleful of my stock. There we go. And again, I've got a nice lot of liquid, and again, I'm going to keep stirring that until that liquid is absorbed. And the idea is that the more the rice absorbs the liquid, the more it will cook, because it will swell and it will cook nicely. A bit like you do when you boil rice, but boiled rice, you just throw it in a saucepan and stick a lid on it. Now, you can make a risotto like that. Sometimes if I make one as an accompaniment, you can actually throw in all the liquid and then boil it until all the liquid's boiled off. So you stir it at fairly regular intervals. And you can do that with other rice dishes. So if I make pilaf, which I will, you do the same. You would throw in all the liquid and then you pretty much leave it. Just keep stirring it occasionally to make sure, A, that the rice is being absorbed, and B, that the rice isn't sticking to the bottom of the pan. But I often do that if I'm making fish, because usually I'm frying the fish and cooking that as well. Right. Now what you're going to do is you're going to add this fluid a ladleful at a time until the fluid is either all gone or the risotto is cooked, because it's more likely that the rice is going to be cooked before the fluid's gone. So you want the rice to be al dente, not soggy, but with a little bit of a bite, but not so that it tastes like uncooked rice. And your prawns are going to be cooked now. You can throw the prawns in at the end, but you have to keep a very close eye on them. It's very, very important if you're using raw prawns that they are cooked. I tend to find that if I cook them at the beginning, then they absorb all those flavours as well, so they're really tasty. Right, now my fluid is almost all gone and my risotto is almost cooked. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to add in some peas. Just normal frozen peas. And then I'm going to add my last bit of fluid. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to season this with a bit of black pepper. You really don't need to add salt. There's a lot of salt in the stock. So if you really need to, then you can. But I personally choose not to, because I generally keep my salt count quite low. But I am going to add some black pepper. What you want is a creamy risotto. You don't want it to be swimming in fluid. You want it so that it's moist, but all the fluid has been absorbed. And a word of warning, when you eat risotto, when you serve it, it is incredibly hot and it keeps the heat for a significant amount of time, which is great when you're serving because you've got the time to do it and it means it doesn't go cold. But if you're looking carefully, the bubbles are becoming smaller. It's still bubbling, but it's bubbling a lot less, and when I stir it, you can hear that drier rice, if you will, more absorbed rice moving around the pan. It's not just all liquidy. So that now is pretty much ready to serve. And you can serve that, if you want, with some basil and some parmesan. Right, that's done. So I'm going to turn that off. And then I'm going to serve that. And while I do that, we'll just have a quick recap. So that's king prawn and pea risotto, and scene.